Today's shiur is Masechta Bava Kama Daf Tzadik Beis. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Tzadik Aleph Amud Beis, 6 lines from the bottom. Tarek Dasha teaches us Kisotzer Ir Yomer Rabim Li Lochem Aleh L'Sof Sof. There's a war against the city to conquer it. L'Sechshis Eitzer Lundach L'Dagarzen. Don't destroy a trees by putting on it an axe. We eat from those trees, and therefore we have to be careful not to destroy the streets. Kiyadam eitz asada, a person is compared to a tree. Lava fenech b'motzah. Reitz rak eitz. Ashatay de kaloy eitz machalhu. Only when there's a tree that you are aware is not a good tree, doesn't give food. Says the Gemara, Amar Rav Dikla the Ton Kaba. Any tree that could produce a kav, a measure, a peiris, Oslo Mitzvah, you're not allowed to destroy it. Meisvei asked the Gemara, the Mishnah Masech the Shviyas. Perikdal Mishnah Yud teaches us, Kama Kazayas, how many Kazayasim? How many hours does a tree grow? V'lo yekatsu, that the halacha should be, you may not cut that tree. Raiva. So we see just a quarter of a kav. So ask the Gemara, he was saying that the shear is a kav. And there the Mishnah teaches us it's a raiva kav. Answers Gemara, shani zeisim d'chshivi. We can't bring a proof from zeisim to other trees. Tregla tree, the shear is a kav. By zeisim, the shear is raiva kav. But says the Gemara, Amar Rav Chinan Ela Shochiv Shifchas Bari, my son Shifchas passed away. El de Kotz Teinas Blazmana. I cut a fig tree early that I shouldn't have cut the fig tree. That, in other words, the way the Rishonim explained, I thought that this tree was no longer giving fruit, and it was still able to give fruit, and therefore I shouldn't have cut it, and that's why my son did not survive. Says the Rosh, here our Gemara taught us that the shear by olive trees is different than the shear by olive tree by other trees. Says the Rosh that every tree we have to look independently at what is the shear for that tree. So the Yavetz asks, from here it seems that Shifchas, the son of Rav Chanina, was a very great person. And Rav Chanina is commenting that the only Averi he had was that he had this Avera that I cut the tree. But this is, so the question is, he was a great person. How did he come to make this mistake? This is a very important question as we approach this Gemara. And many Mefarshim therefore suggest that even though we're learning in the Gemara that if the tree doesn't produce, etc., the halacha is one is allowed to cut the tree, but there's it's l'tzarech mitzvah when you want to build the sukkah, when you want to expand the shul. Still, the paiskim are all very, very reluctant to allow the cutting of a tree. And that's why the Paiskim say that, besides that, as we just started our shiur, teaching that it's a loch in the Torah when you may or may not cut a tree, the halacha also, the Rabbi Yehuda Chassid in the Sefer Chassidim speaks about cutting a tree. And the question is, why does he have to mention it if it's already mentioned in the Torah? And the answer that many suggest is that besides that the Isser to cut a tree midaraisa, when there is no Isser deraisa, as we're discussing in our shiur, there are still situations where it's inappropriate to cut a tree. One should try to avoid cutting a tree under all circumstances. And that's exactly what our Gemara means to teach us, that even in a case where halachically you're allowed to cut the tree, one should try to avoid cutting the tree. And perhaps that's the lesson of Shifchas, that of course he was a tzaddik in a talmud chacham, but he shouldn't have cut the tree. Or I saw others explain, if there's a tree that gives fruit and there's a tree that does not give fruit, it's, of course, much better to cut the fruit, the tree that doesn't give fruit. And once you go out of the way to look for that tree versus cutting a tree that gives fruit. Tanya, however, says, Gemara Amar Ravina, V'mhaya Ilan Mu'ula B'damim, if the tree is more valuable for building than for cut for fruit, mutter, then halachically one is allowed to cut that tree. But as again, as we just learned, one has to be very careful. One has to be very careful with these halachas. The Kalinami Hachi, the pasuk says, "Rak eitz ashoteida se ila machel." That's referring by a tree that produces fruit. Kiloy eitz machel who's a ilan tsarok. So v'chim eachet sofel rabbis called dover. That we're allowed to cut the tree. Ma'atam elayim kiloy eitz machel. Lahagdim, as we just learned, to teach a tsarok l'machel. That if you have two trees, it's preferable to cut the tree that doesn't give fruit. Yochel afilu me'ulu b'damim. Even if the tree is more valuable, cut than giving fruit, tamalai merak. So the Torah is telling us that under those circumstances you may cut the tree. Says the Gemara, however, Shmuel, Isla Arise, the sharecropper, which we often have in Shas, a sharecropper is a person that the arrangement that he has with the person that employs him is that he gets a share of the fruit. So Shmuel's Arise brought him dates, and Shmuel ate from those dates, and he felt in them the taste of wine. So he asked them, what is this all about? Why do I taste in these dates wine? These trees stand amongst grapevine, and that's how they got the grape taste. Amma, says the Gemara, the Mechash Bechamra Kulei Hai, the date trees ruin the grapevines. Malmacher Islam Karayu. In other words, he said, since the date trees negatively affect the grape trees, so that's a heter to cut the trees, and that's why he says, bring me that wood tomorrow so I should be able to have it. So our Gemara has taught us many, many different reasons when we could cut a tree. One is if the tree is worth less than the wood, Ravina says. Shmuel says, if the tree is ruining the grapevines, the Smack says that if there's more gain delivered from some than the loss, so destroying it is not considered bal tashchis. The Rosh says you're allowed to cut down a tree if the space is needed. The Mishnah Melech says that you're only allowed to cut down the entire tree, but cutting off a branch is not an isser. The Shail Shuyavitz says that you're not allowed to destroy a tree, but he suggests you're allowed to take the entire tree and transfer it to another location. The Chassam Sofer says that one should not do so unless he has a good reason. In other words, let's say somebody wants to build a house and this existing tree is in the way, so there the Chassam Sofer says you're allowed to move the tree. But if that isn't the reason, just because it's convenient to move the tree, says the Chassam Sofer, that is not what one should do. However, as we said earlier, and as we brought a raya from our Gemara, one should avoid cutting a tree unless there's a specific good reason, unless there's a specific reason to do so. Says the Gemara of Chizda was walking amongst his field, the Chazat Talibay Gufne, and he saw palm tree growing amongst the grape trees. Amalei Larisa told the sharecropper, Ikrinu, uproot these palm leaves. Gufni kane dikni, because even though we're destroying the palm trees, the wine that's going to come out of the grapes, the wine that will be produced out of good grape vines will be able to buy new palm trees, but because the good wine is very profitable. But from the palm trees, Lekani Gufni, even if we'll have good palm trees, they won't be able to produce wine that we could use to buy further assets. So therefore, the smarter business move is to uproot the palm trees versus uprooting the grape trees. Says the Mishnah, Afi Shenoisen Loi, even though, as we've been learning throughout our perek, that when one injures somebody else, he gives him the payment of nazik, tsar, ripui, shevis, ba'ishis, says the Mishnah, en nimchaloi, the person who injured somebody else isn't forgiven, ad shivak shemenu, until he asks mechila. Because all of the payment are only financial payment. But we're talking about also what you hurt that individual. For that you have to ask Mechila. Where do we see this? We find this, says the Torah, by Avimelech, who took Sarah, Avram's wife. And the Torah Kedusha says, V'ata hush of Eishas Ish, ki novihu, v'ispal v'atcha v'chayei. That Kodesh Baruch Hu instructed Avram Avinu, instructed Avimelech, that he should give back Sarah, but not only that he should give back Sarah, but he should make sure that Avram should daven on his behalf. And the Inyan Yaakov adds, why does the Torah add the words kinavahu? So what the Torah was saying is that Hashem was telling Avimelech, you need to be concerned that Avram is a Navi, Avram is a great person, and you want to make sure that he's moichel you and not leave this open. So if somebody did damage to someone else, and he asked the mechila, as we just learned, how do we know that if the victim is not moichel, the loch is shuach zori, he's considered a cruel individual? Says that we do find that Avram Avinu did it. Says the Meiri, that a person who isn't Michael, the person who did something against him, obviously is a cruel person, because until he's Michael him, that person who did the injury is in great danger. And the fact that you're not Michael him shows that you're cruel, that you're not davening on his behalf, that you weren't Michael him. And the Yaakov says that Avram Avinu was so, what Avimelech did to Avram Avinu was so terrible, and Avram Avinu was such a great person, we still find that Avram Avinu did not hold himself back from davening for Avimelech. So we see from here that a person has to show this compassion even to somebody who did bad to him. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer, if somebody says to somebody else, Sameis Einei, blind me, Katas Yadi, cut off my hand, Shvaras Ragli, break my foot, Chayiv, if he does so, even though he was instructed to do so, if he does so, he will be held financially responsible. But if he was told, I'm an ass lifter, he was told that you won't be held financially responsible for it, then still Chayiv, he's Chayiv. Krask Susi Shvaras Kadi, if he tells him, rip my clothing, break my barrel, chayiv. Then he's chayiv if he does. He's financially responsible if he does so. However, if in this case the person says I'm nas lifter, that you won't be held financially responsible, then the halacha will be that he's potter. A seiken ish plony. If somebody gives you instruction, do this damage, do this injury to somebody else, I'm nas lifter, and you won't be held financially responsible, the halacha is that he's chayiv. The one that does damage will be held responsible. There is a machlokes achronim. What happens if the person who gave instructions not only said, I'm not lifter, but he said, I'll undertake the financial obligation for whatever damage you do? What would be the halacha then? Some say that the person who does the injury will not be held responsible because the other person took on that responsibility. That's the opinion of the Bach. The Prisha disagrees. The Prisha says that this falls into the category, a concept that we've discussed many times, of Ein Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. You cannot instruct somebody else to do a Dveira. Bein Begufoy, if somebody says that you should injure him, or Bein Bemoine, whether you said it should be a financial loss, if you didn't take on the financial responsibility, the person who did it will be held responsible. Says the Gemara, Tana Anu Rabbanan, Kol Elisham Amru, all the situations that we spoke about that one will be held financially responsible is when we spoke about the demei boishtoi, the payment for the embarrassment, avot saroi, what you cause the person pain, a failure heavy called eli nevoya shaboilim, even if the mazik brought all of the kabonis in the world, ein nimchaloi, that is insufficient, at shivakish mimenu, until he asks mechila from the victim. Shnemar, as we just learned in the Mishnah, v'ata hoshiv eishish ish, go v'kinovu v'yispal v'atru v'chayei, the pasuk by Avram Avinu, that Avimelech was instructed to make sure that Avram should daven on his behalf and be meichel him. Says the Gemara, but as we quoted the pasuk describes Avram Avinu kinovu. So ask the Gemara, Ashes Navi Bayaduri, was it only because Avram Avinu was a Navi? That's why this had to be rectified. Ashes Achalai Bayaduri, and if she wasn't married to Navi, is what happened here any less wrong? Amrav Shmuba Nachmani, Amrav Yonason, Hoshiv Ashes Kamakam. The fact that he's a Navi is irrelevant. Of course, a person who takes somebody else's wife must deal with that. I, with the Ka'amrit, what is the Pshat? Why the Pasuk adds the words Kenavihu? This is the way to understand it. The Kamrit, Avimelech made a claim. Hagoy gam tzadik taroi, haluihu omre achoisihi, gam hi omre achihu. Avimelech was making a claim, why should I be held responsible? They're the ones that misled me. They said, Avram said that's about Sarah, she's his sister. Sarah said about Avram, he's my brother. Says the Gemara, Navihu. Avram Avinu is a Navi. The Kvalimit, and he was well aware, Shechsnoi Balir, when a guest comes to town, what should one ask about him? They should ask him, do you have what to eat, to drink? That's what you should be greeting him with. What do you ask him about his wife? If she's your wife or your sister. So as the Ritva explains, Avram, what the Pasuk means to say is that if Avram Avinu was a Navi, Navi means he was a Chacham. He's an intelligent person, he's a smart person, a wise person. And from where you spoke to him, he recognized who you are, and what your intentions were. Mikan, says the Gemara Ben Nerech, so we see from here, even a Ben Noach, Avimelech, who was not a Jew, Nerech Shailei Limit V'Lei Limit. He does have an excuse. He should have spoken properly, and the fact that he didn't, that is why he's held so culpable. The Pasuk says, Ki Otzer Otzer Hashem Ba'at Kol Rechlem Beis Amelech, Beis Avimelech. Amar Belozer, Shtei Etzeres Halol Lamu. What does the Pasuk say the word Otzer twice? Achas B'ish M'shech V'zera. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them was that all men were unable to have relations. V'shtayim B'isha. And every woman was punished in two ways. Mishikha Zera, that any semen that entered the body was not able to get expelled. And Meleda, that they weren't able to have, even if they were pregnant and time to have children came, they didn't come out. Masnisa Tana, whereas the Brisa says, Shtayim B'ish, Mishikha Zera, they weren't able to have relations. Uktanim, and they weren't able to urinate. Vishloisha B'isha, and every woman was punished in three ways. Meshichva Zera, that the semen remained in their body. Viktanim, they weren't able to urinate. Veleda, and they weren't able to give birth. Ravina Amar, Sholosh B'ish, every man was punished three ways. Shechva Zera, they couldn't have relations. Viktanim, they couldn't urinate. Upeya Tabas, they couldn't go to the bathroom. Ve'arba B'ish, Shechva Zera, Veleda, Viktanim, Upeya Tabas. Ba'ad, Kol Rechem. The Pasuk continues to say, Ba'at Kol Rechem, Lebeis Avimelech. What do we learn from this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, Amri Debei Reb Yanai, Afilu Tana Goylus Shebeis Avimelech. The punishment of the Beis Avimelech was so strong that even the chickens, Leitila Beitzasa, weren't able to lay eggs during the time of this punishment. Amalei Rava L'Rabba Bameri, Menoa Milsad Amar Rabbanon, Kamavakish Al Chaveroi. If somebody davens on behalf of somebody else, for who tzarech lois a davar, and he has the need for the same thing, he davens for somebody else, who nenetchila. And I saw Rabbanu Pesach Chizkiah explains that if a person doesn't think about himself, he thinks about others, that's the biggest chus that his tefillah should be niskabel. So Rava said, because we find here, the ksiv, the pasuk says, by Eov, and Eov's colleagues and friends were being punished. And the pasuk says by Eov, Hashem shav eshvus Eov bespal by Reu. Eov, instead of thinking about himself, thought about his friends. Amalei, so Rava said to him, at Amrit Mihasam, you say that is the source. And I say the source is from what we're learning. The pasuk says, v'yispal Avram Elokim, v'yipa Elokim asav Yimelech, v'es ishtoi v'amoysov. The ksiv, Avram Avinu davened on behalf of Avimelech. And what does the pasuk say afterwards? V'ashem, v'ksiv, v'ashem, pachet asar k'shomar, shomar Avram Avimelech. Avram had the schus that what happened, what he was mispal v'avimelech was, he had that tzchus first. The Ein Yaakov explains why did Rava not want to learn from the pasuk of Avimelech and Avram, which is a pasuk in the Torah, because he didn't want to bring a raya from when a Jew is mispalel for umas ha'olam. That's why he preferred that to speak about Eov and his colleagues who were all tzaddikim. But the Gemara says that we can learn even from Avram and Avimelech, even when it's the person like Avimelech, he gets the Yeshua. So I saw another pshat. He says that, I saw the Mefarshim explain, if somebody is davening for someone else, something that he knows, that something that he himself needs, so what he recognizes, say the Mefarshim, is how important that is to him. Avram Avinu, when he's mispal for Avimelech to be able to have children, there's nobody knows better that what it means not to have children. And therefore, when he davens with the whole kavana, he recognizes how that person is suffering, and that's why that tefillah is answered. The other svarim say, I saw, that what happens is, when somebody davens for somebody else, he creates a pipeline. He creates a pipeline for that tefillah to be answered. And once that pipeline is open, then the Yeshua could come to anybody who needs that Yeshua. Another pshat that if somebody is davening for somebody else, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at that person and says, this person needs a Yeshua. And even though this person needs a Yeshua, he is not thinking about himself. He's thinking about somebody else. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees that he's thinking about somebody else, and I saw even deeper, when a person recognizes that the Yeshua that's happening to someone else is if it's a Yeshua that is happening to him. So then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the kind of person that is the person that I want to bring Yeshua to. A person who cares so much about somebody else, that's the person I want to help. I saw that the Sfarim explained, HaMispal Ba'ad Chaveroi, if somebody davens for somebody else, what is he showing? He's showing how somebody else's tzaris, how somebody else's pain is his pain. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees a person who feels a second person's pain as if it's his own pain, that is the kind of person that we could look at. I saw that the Kozmog Rebbe, in a letter to the Oshava Rebbe, says that we have in our Gemara two different ways how to learn this halacha, either from Eiv or from Avram Avinu. So the Kozmog Rebbe says that from here we learn what is the bigger lesson from Avram Avinu than from Eiv. Eiv was mispalel for other people who were great people. But who was Avram Avinu mispalel for? Avram Avinu was mispalel for Avimelech. Avimelech in our Gemara is a terrible Rasha. In the Pasuk, is a terrible Rasha. And therefore, when davening for a person that even as though it was a Rasha, you care for the Rasha, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the kind of tefillah that I want. But then I saw from the Manastrishan, the Rebbe, a beautiful pshat. He says that we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Chaveroi. The pasuk says, Re'echa v'rei avicha al tazoiv. When somebody davens, and he recognizes that when somebody in Klal Yisrael is suffering, when somebody in Klal Yisrael is suffering, it's not just that person is suffering. Kaviyochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering. When you daven recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu suffers and is in pain with us when we're suffering, that's the kind of tefillah HaMispal Bat Chaveroi, when recognizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is suffering, that is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's the kind of tefillah, that is the kind of tefillah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that we are, that I accept. The Magen Avraham says that we know when with his duchening on Yontif, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam. And when we say the Ribbono Shel Olam, we speak about Hatovas Chaloyim, that if somebody has seen not good dreams, bad dreams, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should make them good. And the right nusach is supposed to say, Bein shechalamti al acherim. First you should speak about dreams of that other people suffered, and then yishechalamti al atzmi, and that dreams about myself. Why? Because he says, Al Gemara says, kol mispal ba'at chaveroi, v'hu tzorch lo yisodova. Somebody who needs that, the same, that same tefillah, so he should daven for somebody else first. And therefore, when we daven for that Tovas Chaloyim, he says the appropriate thing to do is to daven for somebody else and then daven for yourself. And that's pshat that I saw the Al-Shech HaKadosh says that we find that when Yitzchak was mispal for Rivka, the pasuk says, V'yeta Yitzchak la'Hashem. And everybody explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard Yitzchak's tefillah before he heard Rivka's tefillah. Why? So Rashi says because Yitzchak was a tzaddik ben tzaddik and Rivka was a tzaddik ben rasha. But he explains Yitzchak was not an akara. Rivka was an akara. And Yitzchak Avinu davened with that kavana, realizing that's what Rivka needs. Rivka needs more of Yeshua than he does, and that's why Yitzchak's tefillah was answered first. The pasuk about Yitzchak says, "Vayitza Yitzchak basuach basada," and Rashi says, "Ein sicha ela tefillah." So the Gemara says that dag b'lavish, if somebody has a problem, yisichanu lacherim. So pashup shat. It means that if somebody has something bothering him, yasichanu lacherim, he should talk it over with a friend. Here, I saw that Alexander Rebbe explains, Dagab alavish, yasichanu lacherim, if somebody has a problem, yasichanu lacherim, he should daven. We said now the word lesuach means to daven. Yasichanu lacherim, he should daven on behalf of other people. And somebody who's suffering with daga, but somebody who's suffering something to be upset about, if yasichenu lacherim, if he davens on behalf of other people, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps that his tefillah should be answered. And I saw that the Ksav Soif explains, HaMispal Chaveroi, if somebody davens from somebody else, that you daven for somebody else to have success, so that if the person will be successful, he'll give you stock up. So then says the pasuk Hunana Tchila. The Ksav Sofer says every time when somebody else is matzliach, we other Jews are also benefiting from their success. And that's what I saw. He continues to say is pshat v'lahavta l'reacha kamoicha. V'lahavta l'reacha kamoicha doesn't mean that we should love somebody else. It means much more than that, he says. V'havta l'reacha kamoicha means that we should be happy with the success of other people. And when we're success, when other people are successful, we're happy. And when somebody recognizes that we're successful, where other people's success is our success, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes us successful. And the Shem Shmuel explains that the Yontif, that we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much wants to be connected to Klal Yisrael, is Shmini Atzeres. So he says, why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu look for the Yontif of Shmini Atzeres? Explains the Shem Shmuel that we know that on Yontif, Sukkis, Klal Yisrael brought 70 Kabbonis. And the 70 Kabbonis that they brought correspond to the 70 nations of the world. And what happens during Yontif, explains the Shem Shmuel, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I see that I'm davening on behalf, of Klal Yisrael. Somebody who's davening on behalf of Klal Yisrael, then says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that, and they're bringing kabbonis on behalf of other people. If you're bringing kabbonis on behalf of other people, therefore, you will be successful, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Shmini Atzeres will be the yontif where all of your requests are answered. Amlei Rava l'Rabba Bameri, Minah Milsa d'Amri Inchi. How do we know what people say? B'hada Hutzu Loka Karba. When the thorns get affected, then the cabbage gets affected as well. Sometimes when you're taking out the thorns from the field, not only do the thorns, they get out the thorns, sometimes even the cabbage gets affected, the good fruit, the vegetable. And what it means is sometimes when bad people are punished, good people get punished along. Amalei d'ksiv, the pasuk says in Yirmiyo, Lama suriva alai kulkam peshatam binu meshem. The pasuk says they're all pesheya. They weren't all peshim, but the point of the pasuk is, since we are in the vicinity of those people, we get punished along with them. It says the Gemara Amalei, so Rava said, at amrit mihasam, you're bringing a proof from that pasuk, and I can bring a pasuk right from this pasuk. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, after some people went out on Shabbos to collect the mon, as the Torah teaches us in Parshas B'Shalach, the pasuk says, "At onami antem lishma mitzvaysai v'sayroysai." The pasuk says everybody wasn't doing what Hashem was. That's not true. But because they were together with people who weren't doing what Hashem wanted, they were all considered that way. So the Chidah asks, we're going to have in our Gemara more than once, Minoha Milsa D'Amri Inchi. What is the point of trying to find a source for all these expressions that people have? Explains the Chidah. Chazal teach us, Leka Midi. There isn't anything that's a Dvar Chachma. There isn't a wise statement, the Loi Remiza by Raisa, that doesn't have a source in the Torah, in Tanakh. And that's why these smart statements with which they lived are quoted here, because they must have a source in the Torah. It says the Gemara Amalei Rava L'Rabba Mary Ksiv. It says regarding Yosef that when Yosef's family came to Mitzrayim, the pasuk says, "Umiktzei achav lokav chamisha anoshim." He took five of the brothers to Paroi. Man ninu chamisha. So ask the Gemara, who were the five brothers that were taken? Amalei Hacha Amar Rabbi Yochanan. All of those names that Moshe Rabbeinu, when he blessed Klaus the Shvatim before he died, anybody whose name is mentioned twice, Zvulun, God, Don, Naphtali, and Asher, those, why did Moshe Rabbeinu mention the names twice? Because they were weak people, and therefore they need to be strengthened. And that's why Yosef deliberately brought them to Paroi. The Paroi should see the weak brothers and say, these are people that otherwise he would want them to in the army. There are different versions. Some say that Moshe Rabbeinu Dafka took the people who were strong. And to show Paroi, don't start up with them. Ask the Gemara, but if you're saying, as we just learned, that anybody whose name is mentioned twice represent weakness, so ask the Gemara, Yehuda nami yechbu liyechbol. Yehuda's name is mentioned twice. Amalei, and Yehuda certainly wasn't weak. Amalei l'milsu d'achbar. his name is mentioned twice for another purpose. Damar Shmuel ben Nachmeni Amar Rabbi Yonason, Ma'idik Siv. The pasuk says when Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to Shevet Ruvain, Yichi Ruvain ve'al Yomus v'hei Misab Mispa v'zois Lehuda. Says the Gemara, Kalayis Mishana Shai Yisrael b'Midbar. All 40 years the Klai saw in the Midbar, how at Smoysev Shai Yehuda Megugolim ba'Oren. The bones of Yehuda were not complete. Achabah Moshe Bikesh Rachmim. Until Moshe Rabbeinu came to ask on his behalf. Amal Fanav, Ribbono Shel Olam, Mi Goram LeYehuda, who was the one? Mi Goram LeRuven Shiyoida. We know after Rachel was Nifter, Yaakov's bed was always in the tent of Rachel. But after Rachel was Nifter, he brought his bed to the tent of Bila. And Reuven was very upset because he said, okay, everybody knew that Yaakov Avinu had a special affinity to Rachel. But now that Rachel's no longer alive, wouldn't it be appropriate that his bed should be by Leah and not by Bila? And he took the bed from Bila's tent to Leah's tent, which was a chutzpah to go against what Yaakov Avinu wanted. So says the Gemara, Amar Lefana, Moshe Rabbeinu says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Garm of Yudah Shi Yoida, who caused that Yudah should be do tshuva? Yehuda. But Yehuda, we remember the story with Tamar, where Tamar didn't explicitly reveal herself, but Yehuda admitted that he was the one that had relations with her. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda, have Rachmanas on Yehuda. Yehuda's bones, as we just said, were not together. The reason they were not together was because Yehuda had said to Yaakov Avinu that he's going to take responsibility for Binyamin. And even though at the end of the day, everything ended up well, but since he said something like that, he was destined to be punished. So now, Moshe Rabbeinu says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help Yehuda. Yehuda deserves to be rewarded because he caused that Reuven should do tshuva. And says the Gemara, Al Avri L'Shofa. So Yehuda's bones came back to their joints. So Tosfos asks that the pasuk says, for Yoshev Reuven El Abar, and we learn from here that Reuven did tshuva. That's why Osu B'Saka B'Tanesai. So why are we saying that Reuven only did tshuva because of Yehuda? So Tosfos answers that indeed Reuven did tshuva, but he didn't do it publicly. Only after he saw that not only did Yehuda do tshuva with the story with Tamar, but he did it publicly. That's what caused Reuven to do tshuva even in public. But says the Gemara, I have a maskel and a sifta derikia. They still did not let him go up to the yeshiva shamala. So Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo, v'al amav tivienu. Have the Gemara says, I have a yad in my kamri rabbonin. Even though he was now in the yeshiva shamala, he was not able to keep up with the conversation that was going on in that yeshiva. Lo mishkel mitri b'had rabbonin, he couldn't keep up the conversation. So now Moshe Rabbeinu says, davins yad of ravloi, lo have a solik leishmat at the house. So now he was able to keep up with the with what they were discussing, but he wasn't able to be the one that should say the proper halacha. Until, says the Gemara of Eiz Mitzar of Tia, Moshe Rabbeinu was mispalo that he should have Eiz Mitzar of, that when there's a debate in the yeshiva, when there's a debate in yeshiva, he should be the one that should be, that his position should be the position that should be accepted. Says the Gemara, Amar le Rava le Rava ba Meri. Benar milsed amri inshi. From what is the source for what people say? Bos ania azla nisa. People that the poor get poorer. Says the Gemara. Amar le mitnan. We learn from what the Mishnah teaches us in Masechta Bikurim. We know that the Yontif Bikurim represents the Yontif where we bring the first fruits of the Zayim Minim. And the Mishnah Masechta Bikurim teaches us, The wealthy people would bring their bikurim in gold and silver baskets. V'nim basali netzorim, they would bring him in wicker baskets. Shel avri klufa. Hasalim v'bikurim noisim l'kahanim, and they would give not just the bikurim fruits, but the baskets to the kahanim. So we see that the poor people are the ones that lost their baskets, and the wealthy people kept their baskets. But I saw a nice shot. If you look at the letters after the word ani, the letters are chaf, samach, and pei, kesef. Bas aniya, after a person is an ani, comes after the word ani, comes kesef. So even if a person, Rahman al-Tzlan, is poor, it's not something that's going to remain permanently. Says the Gemara, Amale at Amrit Mehasam, you bring a raya from there. Vani anina mahacha, and I'm going to bring a raya from this pasuk. The pasuk says, the Tamei, Tamei Yikra. A person who's declared Tamei should be constantly labeled Tamei. He gets that label and he keeps that label even after he, once he's identified that way, it, so to speak, sticks to him. So I saw that the Belzer Rebbe says pshat, that what's pshat, that in this pshat, that the aniyim's baskets stay with the kohanim and not the wealthy people's baskets. Because what it really represents a tremendous bracha, he explains. The bracha is that the kohen takes the wicker basket of the poor person. And what he's saying to this poor person when he takes his wicker basket, I'm keeping your wicker basket. Because next year, Mitzvah Shem, you will not need a wicker basket. Next year, you're going to have a good basket. Next year, you're going to have a gold and silver basket. Whereas when he gives the gold and silver basket back to the wealthy person, what he's really telling the wealthy person is that next year you're going to still be wealthy. And next year you're going to need again a gold and silver basket. So what he's doing is symbolizing a tremendous bracha. Amalei Rava l'Rabba Bameri. V'nah ha-melsad am-rabbonin. Hashkem v'achoyl. Get up in the morning early to eat. B'kayitz, in the summer of Ne'echama, that you shouldn't get affected by the heat. Or b'chayrif, eat early, Ne'etzina, you shouldn't get affected by the cold. Amri Inchi, it says the Gemara, people say, Shitim Rahuti Rod, that 60 people who could chase after a person, and they can't catch up with a person who eats a good breakfast. The Ksiv, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, La Yirva v'la Yitzma v'la Yichem Sheresh B'Shemesh, they will not be adversely affected if they eat breakfast. Amalei at Amit Mehasam, you're using that Pasuk, and he says, V'ani Amina Mahacha. And I'm going to use the following Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'avartem es Hashem al-Kecha, Zu Krishma v'tfilo, that we have to do every morning. And then the Pasuk says, V'verach eslach m'chves me'mecha, which means supas b'melech, take bread with salt v'kit and shemayim and a cup of water. B'kam v'elech, if somebody does this, v'asiloisi machlam v'kibecha, he's going to be healthy. V'tanya machla, what does that mean? Machla zumara, he won't have any problem with the gall. V'lamar nukashom machal, sheshmoyne v'shloish chaloyim yeshba, there are 83 diseases that come from the mara. How do we know that? Because machla, the word machla, the gematria hachehava, is in the gematria of 83. The kulon, and all of these diseases, says the Gemara, pas b'melech b'shachris, drinking, eating bread in the morning, v'kitna shemayim, and a cup of water, the vatlon could take care of all of these diseases. Amalei, rava l'rava b'meri, v'noam milsad am rabbonin, chavar chakar chamra, if somebody calls you a donkey, ukfa, take off the saddle off the donkey and put it on you. What does this mean? What it means to say is that don't fight with somebody else. Just accept what they say. Just accept what they say about you. Amalei, Even though Hagar ran away and she didn't want to be Sarah Shifcha anymore, she wasn't embarrassed to call herself the Shifcha of Sarah. She was accepting that she was the Shifcha of Sarah. Amalei Rava l'Rabba b'Meri. If there's something embarrassing about you, kadam amra, say it. Don't hide it. Why? So the morale explains: if somebody thinks that you have some talent that you really don't have, and then when it turns out you don't have that talent, then there's going to be real disappointment. There's going to be real embarrassment. But if you admit that you have these defects, and then the person sees you have it, there won't be any room for that person to have any claim to you. Then Yaakov explains, it's much easier to be embarrassed by yourself than somebody else embarrass you. Another pshat that the Ben Yoyada says that the lesson of this Gemara is that a person should recognize his own averis, and after a person recognizes his own averis, what he should do is do tshuva on those averis. So a person should always think about himself, you know, what can I do better? Says the Amalei Diksiv, Yoyma Eliezer says, Ever Avram Anochi, he didn't hide whom he was. Amalei Rava l'Rabba b'Meri, V'na'am Milsa Damri Inshi, Shvil v'Oza bar Avza, the goose goes with his head down, V'Einim Etayfei, he looks far ahead to see if there's any food. So how do we see that a person should have that vision of looking what a person should be modest and look at what is good for him? Says the Amalei Diksiv, the pasuk says by Avigail, who was the wife of Naval HaKarmeli, and David HaMelech said that your husband will be killed for being a Mori B'Malchus, and she already is thinking about the future. And she says to David HaMelech, "Vayitav Hashem Adoni v'zuchartas amasecha." Amalei Rava l'Rabba b'Meri, v'na'am milsa d'amri inshi, sheet and tech l'matya l'kocha, that 60 types of disease that come in the tooth, the kol chavrei shama v'layachal, when somebody hears somebody else eating, if somebody else sees somebody eating, and he doesn't have it, it's not limited to that, the Mefarshim say. The Pnei Yeshua says that if somebody sees that somebody else is enjoying life and he doesn't have that ability, that causes him to be sick. Amalei Diksiv, the Pasuk said that the Neom made himself king and he called all the other children of the king and he invited them to a meal. And Dasan HaNavi tells David HaMelech, V'li ani avdecha l'tzadik ha-koin ul'vinyar ben yoyod l'shlema avdecha l'ikara. He says, we weren't invited. So we see that he was upset that other people were invited and he wasn't. Amalei at amet mehasav anamri mehavcha. V'yivyas yitzchak ahel asari imoi v'yikach srifka v'tiloi le'isha v'yaveh. V'yinochem yitzchak achri imo. V'ksib besrei, when Avram Avinu, even though he was obviously happy for his son Yitzchak, he still was, when he saw Yitzchak had it good, at that point, the Yosef Avram, the Yikach Isha Shema Keturah, he realized that that caused him to realize that he also needs a wife. I saw that Chassam Sofer says that we can't attribute this type of a behavior to Avram Avinu. So Chassam Sofer says that what Avram Avinu really meant to do was as follows. Avram Avinu saw that Yitzchak was Baruch Hashem happy he married a wonderful woman, Rivka. But he knew that Yitzchak Avinu's happiness was not complete when he saw that his father was not happy. So Avram Avinu deliberately went and got married that Yitzchak should not feel bad that only he's happy and not his father. Amalei Rava l'Rabba b'Meri, Menachem Damri in Shechamra l'Chari, even if somebody, Chamra l'Mori, even the king has wine, Tavos l'Shakei. The people, if the king gives wine, people appreciate the bartender, not the king. Amalei Diksiv, the Pasuk says, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to appoint Yeshua to be his successor, the pasuk says, "V'samachtas yotcha olav l'man yishm v'yiron kol das b'nei Yisrael." The director came from Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the ksiv, and the pasuk says, "V'yishu benun malei ruach chachma kisamach moishes yotcha olav v'yishma olav kol b'nei Yisrael." The credit was given to Moshe Rabbeinu, even though it really the credit should have been given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amalei Rava L'Rabbi B'Ameri, Minoa Mesod Amri Inche, Kaba B'Kaf Negoli Mifla. When the dog is hungry, it will eat anything, just because it's hungry. The Ksiv, Nefesh Savar Tovas Noifes, V'Nefesh Re'er Kol Ma'ar Mosod. A full person will reject even delicious food. And a hungry person, even something which is not taste good, it's sweet to him. Amalei Rava, L'Rava Mameri, Menoha Milsa Damri in Shemitayel V'Oza Dikla Bisha Gabikina Desarchi. The bad palm tree goes next to other trees. They grow to trees that a poor tree grows next to poor trees. Amalei, so Rava Mameri respond, Dov is a Kosma Torah, it's in the Torah of Shonim Benavim, it's taught us in the Vim, Meshulash B'Ksuvim. But Tanam B'Mesnisan, it's something that's taught in a Mishnah, but Tanina B'Braisa, it's something that we learn in a Braisa. And the Mar explains, Kosma Torah, the Ksiva Yelech, Esav Yishmol. So we see Esav and Yishmol are partners. B'Nevim, the Ksiv, V'Yislaktu, Al Yiftach, Anoshim, Reikim, V'Yu Imoy. So there were Roshim Reikim, not good people congregated with Yiftach. Kol oif lamina yishkain. Every bird lives together with it's the same type of birds. Ubnei adam and people adaimaloi also are drawn to similar. Tanami misnisan. The Mishnah says kol mechubal tamei tamei. Whatever is connected to tamei becomes tamei. The kol mechubal tar becomes tar. Tanina bebraisa, Rabbi Elazar Omer, loy lechinam halach azazer ma'ariv. These are both non-kosher types of birds of neishaminoi because they're both the same type of bird, and those that are all the same type, they are usually connect. Amalei Rav L'Rav Mavri Mes Maham Milsa Damri Inchi Karissa Chavak Fle Anach. If you try to call out a person and they ignore you, Rami good the Rabbi Shadabay, throw on him a big wall. If your friend doesn't want to hear when you tell him to do better, do whatever it takes. Amalei, because the pasuk says in Yecheskel, Yan Taharticha V'loy Taharta Metamascha V'loy Tatarioid. If you don't pay attention to what I ask of you, then you will not have any hope. Amalei Rav L'Rav Amar, Menamas Emerchi, Bar the Shesus B'nei, the pit from which you have drank, Letish by Kala, don't throw earth into it. Amalei, because the Pasuk says, L'Tesav Mitzri Adoimi Kachichu, V'Tesav Mitzri Kigari Yisim B'Yotzoi. So here we see that even though we should really hate the Mitzrim, they treated us so terrible, still, the halach is that we have to show them such tremendous respect. The Shita quotes a story that happened with the Rif, where the Rif once was not well, and there was somebody who invited the Rif to live by him till he got better. And then that person who had invited the Rif to live by him lost his money, and people were calling him to the Dentaira. And the Rif said, I'm disqualified to pass him for this Dentaira because I had benefit from this person. If I had benefit from this person, I can no longer be a dying in a Dentaira for such an individual. Amalei Rava L'Rabba B'Meri, Menoha Milsa Damri Inchi, Idalas Dura Delina. If you pick up a package with me, Delina, it'll be picked up. Viloy, if you won't help me, I won't pick it up myself. Amalei Diksiv, V'yamalei Barak, Imtel Chaimi, if you will join me, V'alachti, then I will go. V'imloi Sel Chaimi, but if you don't come along, Loi Eilach. Ma'amalei Rava L'Rabba M'Meri, Na'amil Sadamri Inchi, Kavina Zutri, when we were young, Lagavri, we were thought that we're great people. Hashta the Kashinu, now that we're older, we're viewed as Dardiki. So he says, the Mekarks of Hashem of Chaylech's name, Yoimim Ba'amar Anol Anoyis Medarach, V'layel Ba'mesh Layla. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu went with them when they just went out of Mitzrayim. But Psaif Ksiv, it says, Hine Enoch Shalach Malecha, after a while, only HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent along with them a Malach. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did himself did not lead them.